Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Hear my confession. I am a foodie. A foodie is a person who is very interested in food, someone who eats not out of hunger, but who has a keen interest in all things food-related. A foodie might quote Descartes, "I eat, therefore I am." Or Shakespeare, "To eat or not to eat, that is the question." As a foodie, I do not eat more than the usual person, or more frequently, or even necessarily at fancy restaurants. And I don't always post photos of food on social media. But I do enjoy eating, whether it is trying out a new recipe, going to a bacon tasting, visiting the local taco truck, or biting into a crisp Fuji apple. My favorites are the hole-in-the-wall places that many people don't know about. And I love reading restaurant reviews by Jonathan Gold in the LA Times, sometimes even finding myself salivating while reading about food. I love to eat. But as much as I love to eat, I hate eating alone. The exact same food eaten by myself just doesn't taste as good. When I eat by myself, I might notice in that first bite a hint of sage or thyme, or the burst of freshness in that heirloom tomato. But after a few more bites, the excitement wears off and food begins to taste just like food, with no one to share the joy or excitement. Eating is meant for so much more. The joy of eating with people we love, that might just be the miracle of a meal. So what does eating have to do with Easter and today's gospel reading? What caught my attention, the attention of a foodie reading scripture, was right in the middle of this passage, something seemingly insignificant and said in passing. Jesus asked for some food, and the disciples brought out some broiled fish. Now, what kind of fish was it? How was it seasoned? Was it smoked with alder wood or flavor sealed in sous vide? With a pinch of Mediterranean sea salt or splash of Palestinian sweet lime? We don't know, but that was beside the point. That evening, the disciples were locked in their house church, terrified to begin with, and even more frightened when Jesus just magically appeared on their side of the locked door. "Boo, peace be with you," he said. And he tried to assure them, "Why are you frightened? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look, I am here. See that I am not a ghost. My hands, my feet, it's me." They were elated, yet still disbelieving. So Jesus showed them his wounds. The miracle of touching his wounds was very real, but even then not real enough. They were quite the tough crowd that day. They wanted more. And then Jesus had a strange request only found in Luke's account. He asked for food. "Have you anything to eat?" And the disciples brought him some fish. Now, was Jesus really that hungry at that moment and just ignoring their disbelief? Was it in seeing him chew and digest that they would finally believe? Or perhaps Jesus knew that there was something special about eating together because soon after, they calmed down to listen to him. That piece of fish changed everything. It wasn't just what they saw or touched. It was how they felt. Maybe Jesus' request assured the disciples of how he felt about them. After all, the last time Jesus saw them just a few days before was on the cross, and they were running away. So maybe Jesus appearing in the flesh was actually a bit nerve-wracking for them. Was it to chastise them or to express his deep disappointment? Or maybe Jesus just wanted to slow things down because he really wanted to know how they were doing with all this resurrection stuff. So Jesus wanting to sit for a meal might just be what the disciples needed in that moment to assure them that their relationship was still real. Over that meal, Jesus became real to them again. So something as mundane as sitting down and eating together can actually be quite extraordinary. An unhurried meal slows things down. It opens up space to share life together and say things that can only be said in person when there is time. So at this miracle of an unhurried meal, the disciples experienced the real presence of Jesus much more so than just touching his hands and his feet. Many of you know that my parents live in Taiwan, where they've been for the past 15 years. We've stayed connected through the wonders of technology, initially through phone calls and more recently using video calls. And in a few weeks, I will be traveling to visit them. I usually take a red-eye flight that arrives in Taipei very early in the morning. And when I arrive at their home, my mom and dad become more real to me after we embrace and we hold each other. And then we sit together, and my mom brings out fresh tropical fruit, mangoes, papayas, pineapples, lychee, whatever is in season. And yes, the fruit is delicious beyond my imaginations. But more importantly, as real as my parents are when we talk on the phone, as much as the initial embrace makes them feel real to me, they are most real to me when we sit, eat fruit, have all the time in the world to catch up. And they tell me things in person that they wouldn't tell me over the phone because they didn't want me to worry. They become very real to me. That was my miracle of an unhurried meal, when I experienced the real presence of my parents far beyond any phone calls or embrace. For the disciples that day, Jesus' request for food was much more than just eating. It was an invitation to eat with a friend. And through it, Jesus became very real to them. The food, it was just a vehicle, an invitation to know and to be known. And that was the miracle of Easter that day. At the end of this experience together, Jesus charged his disciples to be witnesses to all that he was about and all that they have experienced, how they have experienced him, to testify, to evangelize, to share the good news. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, once said that evangelism, to evangelize, is not what other people say it is. Evangelism is sharing the faith that is in you and listening and learning from the faith that is in someone else. Being a witness starts with being really just being present to others. In this season of Easter, for us, Jesus is asking us to do the same. Last Sunday, Michael Niels encouraged us in his sermon to be Christ's presence in the world, for us to be people of Easter in this world where many people feel lonely and desperate and in need. Our Bishop John Taylor has a theme for his ministry, feeding hungry hearts. The world, our neighbors, strangers, people in our lives, people in need, they are waiting for us to invite them to eat together, to tell them our stories, but also listen deeply to theirs. The miracle of the risen Christ can be found in an unhurried meal, especially in our rushed and anxiety-filled world. Whenever we stop and share a meal together, or it could even be coffee, we are saying to one another, "Nothing else matters to me right now. No, I am not too busy for you." So how might we slow down to invite someone into our lives and invite ourselves into people, into the people in our lives? This faith community is poised to do that. We already love eating together. This past week, the foodie in me thought about some of my favorite food here. Bob Pilmer's meatloaf, Anna Eakin's raspberry walnut bars, the bread and butter pickles and jams and bread from the antique show, Jack Firm's barbecue, whatever Hank brings to the office that Suzanne made for him that day and he shares with us. And I wish I could say the same about Jake Madrid's chili. But at every cookout, there's never any left by the time I get to it. The food is already here. People here cook with love. And we are poised to do more, to be witnesses, to feed hungry hearts, to share the presence of Jesus in our lives with others. Jesus asked the disciples, and he asks us this Easter, "Have you anything to eat?" Let us believe in the miracle of a meal where there is no hurry, no pretension, just a genuine interest in the lives of others. Let us believe that there is always enough time to know and to be known. And not only do we become more real to each other, Jesus becomes more real to us. let us together feed hungry hearts. Amen.